Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
As pasture grazing leases are getting finalized for the 2026 season, it is important to make sure that some of the key details are clear and in writing. Traditionally, summer pasture leases are for a 5 or 6 month period from May or June to October or November. Specific starting and ending dates can be used, but there could be exceptions based on spring weather conditions or if there were drought conditions the previous year that might warrant delaying turnout to allow some recovery of grasses. A lease clause that provides details on what would happen if drought occurs during the season is a must. Most often, this is handled by reducing stocking rate or shortening the grazing period. Other situations that could affect the amount of pasture available include severe hail, grasshoppers, or wildfire. In fairness, of course, pasture rent owed should be adjusted accordingly if the grazing period is shortened. Consider pricing leases based on grazing animal unit months, or AUMs, rather than a flat rate per acre or cow-calf pair. This can make it easier when adjustments are made to the length of time grazing occurs. In some cases, an abundance of pasture growth might result in extra grazing. Other pasture and grazing management details that could be part of a written lease agreement would include fence maintenance and repair, weed control, or any issues associated with the livestock water supply. Some landowners might have specific preferences on how grazing rotations are done through several pastures. Start your communications early and make written agreements for fairness and equity. A fillable lease form for pasture can be found online by searching Ag Lease 101. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Range and Forage Specialist Jerry Valesky.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.